Zechadish Masavi Mari Yakub and Yisrael Pichel, Zechadish Masavi Shane of Yeshua Falak. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How's everybody?
Morning.
Okay. Rabbi Walter, how are you? Izzy Muller, how are you? Okay. It was Dr. Fine, Rabbi Levy.
I'm here. Good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning.
I figured out how to unmute.
Okay, and if you can put the cameras on, it's always great to see everyone's face.
Yeah, I'm driving.
Oh, you're driving. Okay. I understand.
Inside of my pocket.
Okay, don't worry. I understand. I appreciate your online. Okay. Today is Pakeh Chavtes. And Penny, good morning. I'd like to show you something today from the time of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, right? About the pandemic in his time, and what I want to focus on is something fascinating. Let's go to the very back of the packet on page 23. Someone showed this to me, and then we'll start with page 23, and then we'll make our way backward and show everything about that. So if you could, everyone have the packet? Does everyone have packet Chavtes?
Thank you.
Yeah, everyone has Chavtes? Yeah, Dr. Rabbi Levy, you have?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay. Take a look at page 23. Rav in time of cholera. Rabbi Eliyahu Guttmacher, right, was about 35 years old, serving the community of Pleshin in his first rabbinic appointment when cholera hit. This was the summer of 1831. You know, we're the summer of 2020. This was the summer of 1831. And the second of five cholera pandemics to strike during the 19th century. After its appearance in India, the disease spread west, eventually from Russia to Poland and to Prussia. It soon moved onto the British Isles and North America, killing hundreds of thousands of people. So, page 24. As the disease tore through his community, again, I'm reading this article from Hebrew Books from Ellie Fisher that was printed on March 19th, 2020. So that's what everything I was reading till now from this article. As the disease, page 24, as the disease tore through the community, Rabbi Guttmacher wrote to his teacher, right, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Rabbi Eliyahu Guttmacher, the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Rav in Posen. It's hard to overestimate the esteem in which the rabbinic world holds Rabbi Akiva Eiger to this day. Right? Of course, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Gadol Hador. His glosses adorn every page of the standard editions of the Talmud and Shulchan Aruch, and his Talmudic discussions, halachal rules, are masterpieces of analysis. Yet, when his disciple Pleshin asked him how to address the new scourge of cholera, Rabbi Akiva Eiger answered with simple practical advice. His letter, of course, reflects 19th century medical information. We'll see that, you know, but that's not the point I want to talk about. We're going to get to that. But then, on page, I'd like you to turn now to page 25. He says, around the bottom, around the same time, Rabbi Akiva Eiger issued a ruling that would change Ashkenazi synagogue practice forever. And that is the following. The pandemic produced so many mourners that the long-standing custom of rotating the recitation of Kaddish would have left each mourner with few opportunities to recite the prayer for his deceased parents. So from that year, Rabbi Akiva Eiger allowed...
I'm sorry. What packet is this?
We're in packet Chavtes.
I don't have that.
Are you on the chat?
Yes.
Could somebody, Natan or somebody?
Natan posted it in the chat.
I didn't see it. Okay, I'll look again. Okay.
See you, Dr. Fine.
I'm looking.
Yeah, you give 1 minute.
I've 27:28.
Now 29, half tests. Yeah. Dr. Fine, anything?
Yeah, the last one I see is 27:28.
Could somebody post?
Oh, yes.
Could somebody post it again for Dr. Fine?
I just posted it again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So, Dr. Fine, do you see it yet?
No, not yet, but I'll look.
Okay, and we're at packet 29, page 25, on the bottom. Okay. And again, anyone who could turn on, who has the ability to turn on the... The cameras, it's always good to see everybody if you can. Okay, Dr. Fine?
Yeah, I'm having fun. It's okay. I'll listen.
Okay, I don't know why. Okay, so around the same time, Rabbi Akiva Eiger issued a ruling that was, and he said there was so many people that needed to say Kaddish in these pandemics, so he... Page 26, Rabbi Akiva Eiger allowed multiple mourners to recite Kaddish simultaneously. That one-time exception has become the norm.
Whereas, except in Breuers.
What? Except in Breuers, right?
Except. Right.
But, you know, in most shuls around the world, we all know that, you know, people say Kaddish, you know, multiple people say Kaddish. And where did this come from? As you'll see, it's clear in halacha that the original practice was only one person could say Kaddish at a time. And that's why there were various Kaddishim said through the davening. And different people would have, he would have the Kaddish before Aleinu, the other Kaddish would have after Shir Shel Yo, you know, this way to give an opportunity for one person to say Kaddish at a time, and this way you have opportunities for, you know, people to say Kaddish, because it was only allowed to one person to say it at a time.
Was that because of Shtei Kolos?
Yeah, it's like Shtei Kolos, or also it's like Rabbi Ben Skaidel said he heard a lecture from, I forget, one of the big people in Minhagim, I forget the name, I'll tell you tomorrow. He'll remind me. Let me see if I can get the name for you. Maybe give him a call in a second. And there was 1 second. Hey, I'm in the shield now. Who was the person who said that saying multiple people at the same time is considered like two chazanim at the same time? Rav Hamburger. Rav Hamburger wrote the Sefer on Minhagim, right? Shorshei Minhagim Ashkenaz. So Rabbi Skaidel, who's now the Rav in the Or Chaim Synagogue on the Upper East Side, was at that lecture where Rabbi Hamburg said it's on Wayu Torah. Or you were there, or you heard of... You were there. It's on Wayu Torah. You can hear it, Rabbi Hamburger, and he was saying that it's like just like you don't have two chazanim at the same time, right? You have one chazan each at a given time, right? 1 second, and therefore. And therefore, there was one Kaddish person who would say it at a time. And therefore... Yeah. Okay, we'll get to it. Yeah. Okay, very good. Thank you. Yeah, so then, after these pandemics, there were so many people needed to say Kaddish, so it's not going to help. You're going to split it up. Each one says Kaddish, but there's not enough. There are too many people. So that started the practice that people should say Kaddish in unison. And you could have 10 people saying Kaddish together, and that's how it all started. So this from these Magephos. Let me show you some of the sources inside of this idea. Okay. So if you look on page 1 in Shulchan Aruch, so he has here from in the Ramah and then in the Mogen Avraham. Look at the Mogen Avraham, he has a whole long thing here about Hagon Belavushk, the second, you know, where I put the arrow, the line further down. Hagon Belavushk Kosov Dine Kaddish. The Levush gives you the halachas of Kaddish, of Yortzeit.
So this is still page 1?
Now we're going back to page 1.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, so in the Mogen Avraham, where I put the arrow, go a line further down. Hagom Belavush Kosov Kan Dine Kaddish. Levush wrote the Dine Kaddish, and he says, V'risi, the fourth line, Nogim Lahatil Goral, Shoshir Nirlish, and the Spashan and Minag, or Shalom Ro, Chuvis, Kilon Nidpas, Beyomim, Elikon, Minag Kaddish, Niskanu, Alpif. Yeah, so keeps going on, and he discusses who has Kadima. In other words, say, take a look on the line on the bottom in the Magen Avraham, and the fourth line of the wide lines. Echad omer kaddish l'machras ba'od echad v'omer ani omer hayom keneged kaddish amarta etzmol. In other words, he says, today it's my turn. And in other words, and the question is, who gets precedent? And that's this whole discussion of who takes precedence for kaddish. So obviously, the whole assumption was that only one person is saying kaddish at a time. Because if everyone could say it in a multiple fashion, so then there wouldn't be any question of who gets president, just everyone would say it. So that's what he writes. And then he writes here on page two in the Magen Avraham. The fifth line. Haminik Pashat Kishne Yortzeit Mitil and Goral. Biyom Sheish Gimel Kadesh Oso Hazocharish. In other words, if they're two Yortzeits, they have a Goral. And in other words, so the clear understanding is they had to figure out how to navigate by either Matil Goral or who takes precedence over who. But the assumption, the clear assumption of the Magen Avraham and the Levush and these poskim is that only one person is saying it at a time. Because if you had more than one person saying it at a time, then you wouldn't have any question of being Matil Goral or who has Kadimo, or I had yesterday, you get today. The whole thing of the Magen Avraham is clear that it was only one person saying Kaddish at a time. So let's see now how it evolved to what most communities have today, that they allow more than one person to say Kaddish at a time.
There's somebody needs to mute.
Please mute. Yeah, yeah. So let's take a look in the Sefer Zecher Simcha on page 4. Simcha Levi Bamberger on page 4 here. Going off Bez in the Kodesh Wurzburg. Here he writes about Frankfurt, the Main. So he has a tshuva here on page 5 on the bottom, discussing Amiris Kaddish Biyachad. So the first thing he says, V'inni Kaddish Ayein Halachas Katanus. And that's, if you want to see Halachas Katanus, that's on page 10 and then going over to page 11. In Halachas Katanos, that's Rav Yaakov Chagiz. He says, "Lefomim omim gimel v'dalet kaddish biyachad." On page 11, "Ve'echad makdim l'chaveru." right? It's you know, sometimes it's not exactly in unison. And one is saying the Kaddish before someone else. So how do you answer? Tshuva, in other words, if each one, even though it's not exactly in unison, but if each one is going to get to the time that you say Amen, and one guy is going to get to it a second, 2 seconds before the other, so you can answer to the first one, because it's Tochedei Dibur. In Boim Kol Echad Tochedei Dibur Shochaver Yana Im Harishon V'yala Lekulam. Or Yamtin Anachron. Because you're not going to be able to answer Amen Yeshmei Rabba 5 times. So hopefully it's enough in unison that it'll be Tochedei Dibur. So as long as you said it to one of them, and the other ones will be either before or after Tochedei Dibur, that's considered okay. But if it's in a chanami, if it's a big pause between one of them is very quick and one of them is slower, and there's going to be more than ketochedei dibor, then you should answer on every single one. That's the halachas katana. So that's the first thing he says here in this tshuva back on page 5, is to look in the halachas katanas. So then on the third line he says, Eating a Kaddish Hu Lazakos HaNefesh HaYidei Kiddush Shmo Yisborach Barabim. Okay, Tzrichem Ha'unim Amen Yesh Barab L'Shmo Kol HaMevarech. This is what Dr. Rabbi Levi just said, that you have to hear. V'im Rabim Heim Kol HaOmer Kaddish Lo Yishma. Right? So if it's going to be too many people, you're not going to hear. V'im Echad Yomar B'Kol V'Ashar Onim B'Lachash. And then if one guy has a very loud voice, and the other guy doesn't, so then what's the toelis of the other? Vashar Oni Balachash, ain't toelis b'lichishoson. V'tova shtika. V'chein minag Ashkenaz, 2 lines from the bottom, he made kadim kadmosa shlolomar kaddish biyachad. The minag Ashkenaz was not to say kaddish together. And then he says, Raya muchrachash eizadir chatov shamati miravagon moreno shlomo klein. Next page. Page 6. Av Bezin, the Kal Kaddish Kolmar, Kama Torchu Kol Achronum Lichtov Min Hagi Kaddish Gitimosim. In other words, by the fact, this is what we just said, by the fact that the postkim that we just saw, the Magen Avram, the Levush, have a whole discussion of who gets Kedima, right? Your Yortzeit, the Shloshim, Yud Beis Chodesh, who gets Kedima? So what's the whole discussion? Why don't you just say it together? So obviously, They didn't subscribe to that practice. Kama tarchu kol achronim lichtov min hagei kaddish v'kdimosim lo gam heim yodu ha-takon lo mar b'yachad. They were, right? They could have said it. Achein lo bachru bo l'fi she'ein bo min ha-mitzvah. Tein emma she'esh mekomis gadol she'tiktu kein l'mayit machlokas mach mazuri bo yaveilim. Some people didn't want to have machlokas, so they... And then he says, Yidu di'arav agon marinu Shlomo Manis, Abbezn Kal Kodesh, Shvarbach, Kosov Liv Zelashon Agon, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Zatzal, Be'ez Choli Ra. Rabbi Kiva Eger, when there was the pandemic, cholera, Shayusham Yisomim Harbe, Ad Shalo Yagiel Yosum Kaddish Echad B'toch Chodesh. There's so many that if they would split it, and it's, you know, they would have one Yosum, couldn't even say it once a month. His kinship and meshach shana he, and look what he writes in parentheses, v'lo yoser. In other words, Rabbi Kiva Eger's takana was for that year, v'lo yoser. You see, yomu kaddish achar aleinu hakol biyachad. He says that they should all after kaddish after aleinu, everyone together. Ube'emes nishtarbev me'as she kaddish achar aleinu amru biyachad u'shar kaddishim yuli yortzayt, and the other kaddishim they would leave for the person who had yahrzeit. But the people who were in Yud Beis Chodesh, who lost their parents, Rachman Otzlan, during this pandemic of cholera, would all do it in unison after Aleinu. V'be'emesh neshtarbev ma'az shekadesh achar Aleinu omru biyachad, v'shar kadesh yul yahrzeit, v'algon zatzal tikin b'feir shrach l'shana zos. So he says, but the Rebbe Kiviger only did it for the, he only meant it for this year, that year. Regardo koch min hagim shal Yisrael shafil im lo nimtza chashash iser bipucho ava piken shino im minag mitzad atzmo who dover built the heter. In other words, to change a minag is not so simple. V'inei rotzon ha'omim kadosh l'zakos ha'nefesh. So the whole idea is to be mezaka the nefesh. Alkein bevada yirtzu lasoso ba'ofen she'et to'elis amitis le'nefesh. Ha'hi v'lo ba'ofen she'yesh bo nidnud iser. V'tov l'mayit ba'kadeshim k'fi asher yagia lahem mil'omram b'chol yom ba'ofen bilti rotzoi v'hogun. It's better to have less kadeshim, but and that was what he writes here. So Rabbi Kiviger was the one who instituted this for that year. But then, as we saw, Rabbi Fisher was writing that became in most kehilas, that became the standard. And there's another tshuva here as well, in Divrei Igeres, I'm going to Rav Mendel Sternhart, on page 8, going over to page 9. So he writes, Shayla Zayin, Masha Shemata Oleinu Lomar Sheitinu Ben Ugeiru Shekol Aveilam Yomu Kulam Kadosh B'yachad Halo Matzinu B'sifrei Achronim Dinim V'dinei Dinim U'mivim Miyakodim V'zochal Amiris Kadosh. Right, that's the question. There was, on one hand we see people saying Kadosh in unison, and on the other hand we see the poskim talking about who gets Kadima. So he says, Shuvah Emesh Hamatzinu B'achronim Deos Shonos B'amiris Kadosh Fisha Takonis Kinum Badla Machlokas Bavir. He said, well, Dine Kaddish is not something that, you know, we have foundation in the Gemara about. It's really in Midrashim, this, you know, the Menorah Samar and things like that. And we don't have, you know, so, you know, it's things in Shas. Lekach kosev bal manen loshen abuah barchor nekama poimim beinian. Next page 9. Havelus. Om levon lachazi beizem mitzvah. In bar of yikayim nechshol of Yosef yikayim. He says better you should be machzik in a certain mitzvah and do it, you know, well. And that's the biggest chus than kaddish. O kosev shem achosid bal yesh nochum schrish osim haben acham mises avosov. He says, good actions that a son does after his father passes away, Moel Yosef Mikadosh Yosem. Shaloniska and Rakla Ketanim. By Kadosh Yosem, the Ramah has in Rav Shech always likes to quote in Hilchas Avelos, was really made for Ketanim, who can't daven for the Omid. So then they made the concept of Kadosh Yosem. Loniska and Rakla Ketanim. As I'm trying to point out from the Ramah, we learn to summon Sarah Shoshu Baroso Hariva Matzah, and look at sometimes you have so much fights. Odas Hakadeshim, Zomer Kula Shaliv, Zomer Nofil Goral Besochenu, Odza Midaber Vzabod Nishalano as Pi Amora, Mekasher Yitzur Mipiv Kenasa, Keman Pasach Amora as Piv Kotev Hakadosh LaOmra Mimrut. You know those. They had these fights, they go to the rabbi, it's all, you know, so that's not a good thing. Yeah. He says, Kaddish really doesn't have a Yisod in the Gemara. Because Hamazon's the Raisa is Sheyotzim Hashomim Bishmiya Meamzuman. In other words, originally Birkas Hamazon was the Mezamin said it. Birkas Hamazon means everyone's is quiet. and you listen to one person. The Iker Zimun is you make a Zimun, and then the Mezamin says the whole Birkas HaMazon out loud, and you just listen and answer Amen, right? Because we're afraid but what was Manazer, you know, we're afraid people will space out, and they're not going to be able to pay attention. So that's how it started, that everyone says Birkas HaMazon. So the same thing. So we do the same thing by Birkas HaMazon. That really it started to be something that only one person says, if you have three people, the Mezamin. But we're afraid you're not going to pay attention. So they made a takana that everyone... And you could say maybe it's a Bracha Sheinu Tzricha, because the Maisa, that's not the right way to do it. Still... Stay, Ray. You need to feel some. Yeah. So that's what he says. So, and then he quotes the. So then he says that's how it
evolved.
Correct. And then, as well. But take a look now in Rav Yaakov Emden. He quotes it here, that tshuva we just said. But now we can see it inside. On page 12, then going back to page 13, the Sharblat, the Seder of Rav Yaakov Emden. Seder Amudei Shamayim. So he writes about Kaddish here. So he says on the second arrow, he says, B'chilukei Dinim, on page 13, Chilukei dinim shel ha'ashkenazim b'inyan mi hakodem amiras kaddish u'mi docha l'mi lo atapel kan. I'm not going to deal, he says, with the different questions of who gets precedence for kaddish. The milsa de minhaga ba'almu, it's a minhag, so he's not going to deal with it. But look what he writes in parentheses: u'matov v'yishrei minhag asfardim b'zeh. He says he likes what the Svardim do. Shim rabim heim akulam zochim bo, for omim oso ke'echad. So Rav Yaakov Emden praises the Svardic practice of saying it all together. He says, even though it's clearly it was not the practice, but he says, ubatla machlokus v'torach dine dinim bedover sh'omer she'elo shorish v'ikara. He says, this way there's no ubatla machlokus, and then we don't have to figure out these things, and there's not such a chorus for where to find these things. Minik Pasha ben Ashkenaz, Posig Lomer, Kaddish, Tashlum, etc. So that's the Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden extolled the practice of Svardim to say it all together. If you look here now in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, the Sharblad on page 14, going over to page 15 in the bottom, he says, "Oda ni b'damu ke yose banal mashreisi moreno Rav Yaakov ben Tzvi." That's the Yavetz, the Rav Yaakov Emden. Shegiel seder kaddish. So now the Chasam Sofer is quoting this Rav Yaakov Emden that we just saw inside. He's quoting the Rav Yaakov Emden. Let's see what he says. Shehiya l'seida kaddish. The Rav Yaakov Emden came to the seida kaddish. Sheocha, page 16. Aleinu kasuv she'enu rotzen latriach es atzmo. Again, this is the Rav Yaakov Emden we just saw. He says he doesn't want to be matriach bedine kaddish shechitshu achronim. He also noach minhag asfardim. He says he doesn't want to get involved. He says he likes the minhag of the Sfardim. Shekulam omim oso bepamachas. He says the Sfardim, there, shalom, you know, they say it all together. The Chor Minakashir Hu, the Rabbi Ma'osim Mitzvah Adifim Yechidim, He says it's always good for many people to do a mitzvah together. He says some of they had a mesorah. Figam l'chara tzarich la'ayin al minik shaben zayin dochel l'shloshim u'shloshim dochel yortzev yosef dochel avil toch yud beis chodesh. He says, and the minig of that somebody is in during Shiva, he takes precedence of a shloshim, and shloshim takes precedence of yortzeid, and yortzeid takes precedence toch yud beis chodesh. V'kosher v'chishutfim shenis damelein yomer ploni ani tzarich lo b'yosef t'nemli levad ve'in lachem chelik bo. He says, what is this? It's something that, you know, halo heim yanu mal anu b'kach, im ato tzarich yosef l'aschor ahim, mikol mokom chol aschar l'emtza, fachanami, ni debal hashiv tzarich yosef l'akadeishim achayim, mikol mokom keim yishutfim heim, v'adu mimcho achayim al zeh. Because why should one person knock out the other person? Yesh litchos v'zevel omo anat tzadi di inu gufayu nichel hu l'haktim l'ben zayin, kidei shagam b'neim achareim yehlehem kidim azu. They would like to give presents to Ben Zion, so one day their sons will have that kedima. I gav no minim b'shas, anim gufay nichalu ki heched agul hu ledidu nukud beinayim basrayu. Mikol mokam kushir yishon a kosher v'chi anal yishlomu di ikar zechia shem zake usov enu b'amira didei. He says the schus of a kaddish is not in the saying it, ki im b'mashe hu mezake atzibar sh'onim achrav. He's mezakeh the tzibor, that's the schus. He's saying the schus is not so much the saying it. It's mezakeh the tzibor she'odim achrav amonim tuva. That the tzibor has the ability to answer amen. Heish me rabba mavorach danav ishchele baruch Hashem mavorach l'adei she'nase hu sirso the tzibor. In other words, that you became the conduit to be able to enable people to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the schus. That's the schus. That you're able to, not the saying of the Kaddish. The schus is the enabling the tzibur to answer the Kaddish. Nimtzum min hagenu yofa kocho kim yomru harbe vasachas mikol mokom eina gorem ela echon mehem omer Kaddish v'idich nase mesayeh. In other words, if that's the real schus, so then if 10 people are saying it, So even if one would say the tzibur would be answering, so the other nine, what are they accomplishing? See, he would answer the tzibur would praise Hashem with one person. If you say the zchus is the saying, so then okay, each one is saying. But he's saying he doesn't think that. He thinks the zchus is to enable the people to answer. So then once there's one person saying, then everyone else becomes irrelevant. So that's why it's really one person. Schar de zel atzibar ozum lo mele lo nichel atzibar shem kadosh oval b'toch yud beis chodesh afsid hem schusim hagadol im yomar bar kochah shlo b'tov asein ein onim achrav etc. So he's what he's praising the idea of one person. And everyone else will get schar because everyone else is an onus. So that's the idea of the minhag of Ashkenaz. That the idea of saying one kaddish is because what do you gain by having more than one person say kaddish if the chus really is the goyrim to be goyrim the tzibur to say it. But on the other hand, he does, you know, Rav Yaakov Emden does praise the Sfardim, And especially in America where, you know, like, in America, the more you say, like, in America, reading the ksuba is a big kibud because there's more to say, you know? And even though, like Rav Shechter says, it's just a hefsik, so it's not really such a big kibud, but that became, you know, so we're into saying whatever, but... Okay, but you know, but Hashkocha has it that that it became something that everyone says, but started with the pandemic. And in the Yosef Olmetz, that's the Minhages Frankfurt, and my Talmud Rabbi Skaidel showed this when he was giving a yortzeit for his father, and this was the time that my father just passed away, and I was not able to say Kaddish yet, so it was Shtickel Nechama, where he writes over here, on page 18 and then page 19. He says, Inyan HaKadeshim, Baruch Hu L'Matzeich, because Yadu HaShamalim HaMeis Al Yidei Kein Mi Gehenim, they take him out of Gehenim. But then he says, Achein, second line on page 19, Tikun Zeh of Kaddish, Einu Rak La'amei HaRotzos. He says, Kaddish is really for people who are not so learned. But learning Torah is sevenfold than all of this. That if the son is mechadish chidushei Torah, then you can't imagine the schus the father gets yeshiva shalmala. So when my Talmud said this over, he was speaking for his father, and at that point I was not saying Kaddish for my father because all the shuls were closed, so this was somewhat of a nechama that there were other avenues to Mechabed my father, other than saying Kaddish. On page 20, the Sefer Igra Sofrim that discusses different mechtovim from Rabbi Kiva Eger, from the Chasam Sofer, Avram Sofer, Shimon Sofer, different people from the family. As we know, Chasam Sofer was a son-in-law of Rabbi Kiva Eger. So he has this piece over here from the cholera epidemic from that Rabbi Kiva Eger wrote on page 21. He says, "Michtavo higiani beinin tefila." So he discusses about going to shul during the pandemic of his time, of Rabbi Kiva Eger's time. He says to have people gather in a narrow place is not good. Kitos. But you should have little groups. And you have a little group in each place. Erech tezvav anoshim. He says 15 people in a group. And then start early, and then another group will come. You know, they'll make times. So he discusses that idea. That you shouldn't. At the bottom line, says Kishmi, she says, and if they don't listen, three lines from the bottom. Yisarvu tov la'arich, and he says you can mention my name. Vega says that I said you shouldn't have big groups. Kibbutz gadol beisakneses mokum tzar, v'she ya'atzti lachem kiseinu hanal v'gam asarv amir tehillim l'spal. Etc. So that was what Rabbi Kiva Eger recommended the people you know, to have small groups, you have shifts, and that was his recommendation. And then, yes, yeah, so that was his recommendation. And then he has more here. He has other tshuvas here about davening. And you can look on page 22. About different eating things. About different things of eating. And tefillah and tzedakah, and he writes about in the next page, but the main thing I wanted to show you in this packet is the whole idea of the Kaddish and how it evolved throughout the generations. But how it was clear that the original minhag was only one person at a time, and then there were so many people and the Sfardim, you know, had, on the other hand, this apparently very early on to say in multiple people, and it was the Ashkenazic poskim who were always looking for how to, you know, who has precedence for who, and Rabbi Kivega was very involved, and he wrote that letter about spacing people out, etc. So now in this time we've seen a lot of this, in different ways, and question of, you know, what to do. Okay, but you see how these things were already in a discussion, you know, going back to this early time, you know, of 1831, in the summer of 1831. And all these and the good how the Rabbi Kivager dealt with it, and Bezu Shem, we'll see more of Rabbi Kivager, and the Chasam Sofer has interesting things as well. Is he?
At the times of Chazal, were they saying Kaddish?
Not necessarily. I mean, what's the earliest? You have Midrashim about Baruch Hu. We'd have to look up to see the earliest time, you know, that was brought down of saying, but you don't have mention in the right when the Mishnah in Megillah says what you need a minion for, right? So I don't think they speak about Kaddish, right? So it was something later. That's why he said, that's why one of the tshuvas we read said that, you know, that's we emphasize it a lot. But the real thing is to learn b'schus your father, your mother, or to do chesed. You know, that's even greater. But you know, Kaddish became a big thing in the world that we live in today, and then the poskim had all these kadimas and things like that, but everything has to have a perspective of etc.
I don't think it's mentioned in the Rambam, is it?
What?
I don't think it's mentioned in the Rambam.
Yeah, so I don't think so.
Probably later than that.
Right.
And when Sfardim started it, when the Minhag started, was the Sfardim always doing it that everyone was it, or they also made a shift at one point?
It's hard to know to do. I would have to, you know, you'd have to ask a historian. But it's just good to see what the Rav Yaakov Emden brings it down and how, and the Chasam Sofer quotes the Rav Yaakov Emden, even though the Chasam Sofer has this other approach, of that the Schus is the people answering, not so much the saying, and then. So then once there's one person, what is it going to add that there are nine other people that are also saying Kaddish if that one person is causing the people to answer anyway? But, what I do, I follow the new minhag of the world, because that's what I saw my father do, you know, for his father, you know, to, he was mocked always to say Kaddish with his father, And I remember in those days in Brooklyn, there weren't so many minyanim like there are today. My father was saying Kaddish for his father was it was like the early 80s. There weren't, you know, the amount of minyanim there are today. And I remember he would pick me up in high school. We'd go. So I remember once he needed to say Kaddish. We went to the Sfardish Shul in 14th Avenue in Borough Park, and sometimes we go, you know, different places. But it wasn't the amount of minyanim there are today compared to what, you know, this is when he said Kaddish for his father 40 years ago, and when I'm saying Kaddish for my father, it's a whole different world. Of but he always tried to make sure to say it, you know, for this. Etc. Okay. Okay, so let me say hello to everybody. Stephen, Jaffe, how are you? Okay. Izzy? Okay. When do you start? Are you starting in St. Louis? When do you go back to St. Louis?
About a month.
When do they start school?
The week before Rosh Hashanah.